Welcome into our Coach Speak program presented by Carl Otto of Webster City here on 95.7 KQWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas kicking off our program tonight talking about boys track and field. And our first guest up on the line is the head boys track and field coach of the Webster City Lynx. Chad Hisler joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Hey, Quinn. How are you doing?
Doing good. As we take a look here at this, at your schedule here so far this season, your team's actually been able to really avoid some of the poor weather days that we've seen a lot of early on in this season. Just one meet that was canceled early on in the month of April. But since then, fourth place finish at the Charlie Bunn Relays over in Humboldt back on April 10th. Southeast Valley Invite, you guys wind up finishing in the top five of that meet. Finished sixth at an always very competitive Seidel meet on Thursday day of last week as well. And just overall here through the first early half of the outdoor season, just what have you seen from this team? What kind of growth have you seen from where they were in the indoor to now where you are here getting close to halfway through the outdoor season?
Yeah, I'm very happy with our effort. I think the kids have put in a lot of hard work, and each meet we're getting a little better. Our handoffs still need a little work, but hopefully we can store that before our home meet tomorrow night.
And taking a look here at some individuals, obviously we've talked a lot about Justin Callahan and what he's been able to do, and he is really putting together a sensational senior season. And he's got somebody right on his heels in terms of Daniel Murillo, who is somebody who I think has learned quite a bit from him, especially in the last year and a half, going back to his freshman year as well. Jackson Griffin has also come on strong in the 110 highs as a hurdler as well, and just those three in particular, we had an idea of what they could do coming into the season, just in the improvements that they have been able to make. Just what has stood out to you about how they've gone about themselves in making the improvements they have here throughout the season?
Yeah, I mean, Justin's an extremely hard worker. Four outdoor meets. He's been a part of four school records. Some of them rebroke. That 400 record he broke was a 1969 record. So that was quite the accomplishment. Mm-hmm. Just missed out on Drake. I saw the last kid that got in. They only take 16 kids in the 400, which is very tough. Our state's very good at track. And the kid that got it the last time, Justin actually beat head-to-head Thursday at Seidel. So, he's right there. I would have loved to see had him run it, got a chance to run at Drake, but just wasn't in the cards, I guess. Jackson, missed most of the year last year. He won, I think he raced highs three times. And that was the first three times in his life, and he won all three of them and then missed the rest of the year with an injury. So having him back healthy, I expect him to keep dropping that his high hurdle time. Daniel has worked and ran a lot this over the winter, so he is in pretty good shape. And then Justin being this only – Justin Jackson, the seniors you asked about, but we have 12 seniors in the years, I think I can't remember even what year I started being head of coach track for 28 years. I got head at 2017 or 18. By far the most seniors we've had out, and really good group of kids that work hard and are teaching the other kids what to do. And we haven't had a freshman miss a race or not show up for a relay or not show up on the bus. So that's leadership from the upperclassmen, because usually stuff like that happens early in the year. So very proud of the seniors and the effort they're putting in. Aiden Hernicek, the Norenbergs, mm-hmm. Barner. I don't want to leave anybody out. There's 12 of them, but they've all done a really good job. So I'm happy with that.
And a couple guys, I think, that have broken onto the scene as big contributors for your team. Somebody who I've been really impressed with is Rylan Stroner, the sophomore. I just watching that 400 leg of the sprint medley Thursday at Seidel, just really impressed with the leg he ran in that 400. And he has got the top 200 time on the team, second fastest 100. And then Israel Torres, somebody who wasn't with you guys last year, was playing soccer. He's come out and been a really big addition to the team in the sprint room, especially. He's got the top 100 time from that sprint room as well. Just those two in particular and what they've added to your varsity lineup this year, what has stood out to you about what they've been able to do?
So Rylan, we knew coming out of middle school that he had a lot of talent, was very good, but then he had an injury in the fall of his freshman football year, so he was really kind of just getting back. He had broke his leg, so he's just kind of getting back into it when track, he ran track, but wasn't like at full strength yet. And you saw the other night how fast he was. We're going to see tomorrow night Justin and Rylan racing each other in the 400. That should be fun to see. So He's had a good year. I expect a lot of things for him. He's definitely going to have an opportunity to be on some state relays and have a chance to get there himself. So that'll be fun. Israel joining the team obviously adds depth for our team in the sprint races, and he's done a great job and has really bought in and comes to weightlifting, does all the things that he needs to do to keep improving. And there's a lot of other kids. You know, our throwers have came on with Lauren and Norenbergs, and even the young guys, Weisberg's through over 40. I mean, at one meet, we had like all six of our guys in the top 10, I think, in the shot put or something. So they've done a good job. And like I mentioned, Aiden and Barner and Arlen Lake and Youngdale and Wine. We got Winecoops, a new freshman or a new senior that hadn't been out before, is adding depth to our squad. So it's a lot of fun. We haven't really like stacked everything to try to score as many team points. We're going to try to do that tomorrow, and it's a senior night, and hopefully a bunch of them come out and watch our guys, and maybe we can have a chance to win it. Humboldt's really good, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, and we take a look at the schedule coming up. Got, of course, the home invite tomorrow at Bob Buckley Track beginning at 4:30. Got the Pocahontas Area Boys Meet coming up on Friday. That has usually got some good competition there over in Pokey. That also gets started at 4:30. And then next week, kind of a preparation week for the NCC Track Meet. It's right around the corner with the North Polk Boys Invitational and then the Don Howard invite down in Boone. So the next couple weeks, definitely getting ready to turn the page to the second half of the season and postseason and start preparations for that. And just taking a look at the schedule ahead, what are some things that you're really excited to see here in the coming weeks from your squad?
Yeah, we just got to figure out, you know, what look at what the state qualifier, where we're going. We'll probably either end up in Clear Lake or North Polk. Those are the two closest ones. And then you got to start looking at who's there and what they're going to run and what do we have the best chances to get through to state. So we get all these meets in so that we can try some different things and see, you know, what do we have a chance to maybe medal in? What can we get down there? And we'll keep kind of tinkering with the lineup. I mean, on Friday, we'll probably run some different things that we haven't ran. And then at North Polk, we'll run pretty much our lineup that maybe we want to run at conference and the state qualifier. And then Boone is more you can do some experimenting and run some different things that we haven't tried. So some years you don't get all those meets and you can't try some stuff. And, you know, you might leave something out, like having Ryland run the 400 on the med instead of Justin. You know, I knew he was fast, but I didn't really know he would go that fast. So, So hopefully we get a chance to try some kids and some different things and just have all the meets and be able to put the best team out there for conference and for the state qualifier.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck coming up tomorrow night with the Lynx invite at the Bob Buckley Track.
Yep, thanks, Glenn. Have a good one.
That was Chad Hissler, the head boys track coach of the Webster City Lynx, here in our Coach Speak program presented by Carl Otto of Webster City. We're back with South Hamilton coach Kyle Galitich next here on 95.7 FM.